a circular pattern of bright stars in the winter sky, sometimes called the winter circle. Jupiter came to be so prominently located just in time for last December's opposition, when Earth flew between this outer planet and the Sun. Around the time of opposition, outer planets appear to move toward the west instead of their normal direction, eastward, in front of the stars. Astronomers call this westward motion retrograde motion. Then there comes a day when Earth has pulled far ahead, so that our vantage point on the outer planet changes once more, and the planet resumes its regular eastward motion. That day for Jupiter is today. Tonight it's poised motionless in front of the stars. From now on, those who watch carefully will see it moving toward the east. Though this end of Jupiter's retrograde motion marks the end of the best time of the year to see it, Jupiter will be prominent in our sky for some months to come. Also, its retrograde motion served us well this year. It kept Jupiter in a pretty spot on the starry dome, surrounded by winter's brightest stars. Our program is Stardate. Our writer-producer is Deborah Bird. We'd like to send you a copy of our Stardate magazine. If you want to receive one, send your name and address, plus $1 to cover postage and handling, to the University of Texas McDonald Observatory in Austin. Zip is 78712. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return
to WUSB 90.1 FM.
10 o'clock to midnight.
In progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in
have reached has been changed. The new number has been disconnected.
Möchten Sie etwas zu trinken haben?
Number for WUSB studio, please.
Georgetown.
5.
Oh,
four,
Stony Brook.
3. WUSP.
2.
USB.
3.
USB is in boy.
Two,
yeah, the studio
four,
line.
3. 5.
Okay, thank
five,
you.
Four,
the number is 6 3 2 6 9 0 1 4 6 3 2 6 9 0 1. If you
one,
need further assistance,
you say
a directory assistance operator will return.
Just hold on a second.
Your telephone is locked.
I had trouble hearing that. Could you repeat that number?
Certainly. 632-6901.
And that's area code 516?
That's right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
Good evening, Vice President Nixon.
Good evening, Mr. Howe.
Welches sind die Regenbogenfarben?
The moon is in our head.
Tuned into the most dangerous station in the nation. This is Don Letts of Big Audio Dynamite. You're listening to WUSB, Sony.
If you do not push a key in 3 seconds, you will be disconnected.
Mein Bruder ist jünger als ich.
Folks, you better believe it. We're halfway between here and everywhere else. Where else would we be? It's 9 minutes after 10 o'clock, and this is Eric. I'm back from my voyages throughout the great country of ours here, and ready to take your phone calls. You know, we gave out the phone number before. I don't see the phone ringing. Must be something wrong with it again. I'll have to take care of that. 632-6901. This is Brain Damage. This is a call-in program, and I should say right at the top that Brain Damage is underwritten through funds from the Little Computer Shop in Centereach, the Models Mall in Centereach. Phone number 516-467-4352. And our phone number is 632-6901, area code 516. And there's all kinds of things to talk about this week. Amazing things. Things like what I did. Things like what you did. Things like what's going on in the rest of the world. The big story, of course, the big story at the moment, at this particular moment, is the fact that my favorite band has split up. Yes, Big Audio Dynamite apparently has split up. Three of them went one way and two went the other. From the last I heard, Mick Jones and Dan Donovan are remaining in the band. And they're going to keep calling it Big Audio Dynamite. And the three other folks, Don Letts and Leo Easykill and Greg Roberts, they're all moving on to something else. They already have a contract with Island Records, from what I understand. So there's now sort of two Big Audio Dynamites, and I don't know what that's going to lead to, but it should be interesting if past indications are any indication. I guess that makes a lot of sense. We have a record. We have a record, as is kind of a habit here on Brain Damage. Whenever we get a new Big Audio Dynamite record, we play it here. New single or whatever. And this, thanks to Vic, our program director, who brought this by today. It's the remix record of Contact, but it's got a couple other things that I never heard before today. So I'm sure most folks out there haven't heard them yet. We're going to play three of these songs. Then we're going to come back and do something so amazing, something so incredible, something so controversial and different. In fact, I can honestly say we're going to do something that has never been done on United States airwaves, on any radio station. Got your interest, don't I? Well, you'll just have to sit through these songs. These are pretty good songs, although they're two of them are the same, actually. One is a 12-inch remix of the song called Contact. The next one is Who Beats. If you know the Who, you'll understand what that's all about. And the third is a 7-inch remix of Contact. So if you don't like the song Contact, you're kind of out of luck, but it's a good song. I think you can get into it. Then we'll be back taking your phone call, 632-6901. See if there's anybody left after the 3 weeks I've been gone. Has it been 3 weeks? Wow. This is WUSB Stony Brook, 632-6901. Let's hear what may very well be the last sounds ever to come out of Big Audio Dynamite. And we'll be right back. Off into obscurity there. There they go. The folks from Big Audio Dynamite. As they fade away and split up into many little pieces. Well, it was fun while it lasted. And who knows? Who knows what will come out of it in the future? More bickering, I'm sure, but that's something else. Lots of music out there. Lots of music here, folks. We got 40,000 records here. And we love playing them, and we love hearing what people want us to play, and what people want us to say, and we want to hear what you have to say, too. 632-6901, this is a call-in show, this is Brain Damage, we're back. Actually, I guess technically we were back last week, too, with Tom Baker, but this week it's back with me, Eric Corley, and I'll tell you all about my trip across some parts of the country I've never been through before. In fact, some parts of other countries, well, another country that I hadn't been through before. Can you guess what country that was? No? Well, okay, I'll explain it. Geography, I know, is not a favorite subject in these parts, but I drove around in my car. Well, there's quite a story behind this, actually. Quite a story. I guess I should begin at the beginning. That's the best way to begin these things. I figured I'd be smart, you know, and sort of get ready for this trip. And I was planning on driving about 3,000 miles in 2 weeks. You know, why? Why, you ask? Apart from being completely insane, I just like the feeling that the road keeps going. You know, that you can start driving somewhere and just keep driving. And every road sort of interconnects with every other road. At least on this continent, anyway, and you can just keep going all the way to California or Canada and Mexico or what have you. Can't go to Europe, I know, but you can go just about anywhere in this country. And the pavement on the road in front of your house is connected to the pavement on the road in front of someone's house in California. Or even Alaska. You know, it's the most incredible thing. And just to be able to start up your car and keep going, you know, keep going and seeing the scenery change before you, hearing the different radio stations as you go from place to place. And of course, I'll have something to say about that later. Most incredible feeling in the world. And that's what I wanted to experience. That's what I wanted to do. And that's what I did. That's what I did. I got in my car and I did all that. But before I left, I figured it would be a good idea to just make sure everything was working fine in my car. And I took it to my car place that I go to, where they give periodic inspections and things like that. Still under warranty, you know. I don't know how much longer that's going to last, but It's rapidly aging, but still under warranty, technically. And they fiddle around with it a bit and, you know, change the oil and all that kind of thing. And I was driving away from the place. Actually, I was driving around later that evening, and I suddenly realized something's wrong with this car. I don't know what. I can't place it. But something's not right. You know, yeah, moving forward, I can see things in my windshield, the horn works, everything is where it's supposed to be, but something is missing. And then it hit me. I wasn't moving. I was moving, I could see the trees going by, but I wasn't technically moving. I looked at my little control panel on the car, and I was going 0 miles an hour. Zero. And that translated to 0 kilometers per hour, too. I have a little conversion thing in there. I said, that's not right. I'm moving. I can see I'm moving, and I should be registering that. And I said, oh, well, I said something that I can't really say here, but I said, oh, boy, those people, they disconnected my speedometer. Those silly, naughty people, they did that. Using words I can't quite remember right now. And then it hit me after fretting about it for a while. It hit me, wait a minute. Here I am, going on a 3,000-mile road trip. They disconnected my speedometer, which is connected to my odometer, which means I'm going to go 3,000 miles, and none of it is going to register on my car. Not a single tenth of a mile. In other words, it's not going to affect my warranty very much, is it? So after looking upon it in that light, I felt a little better. I mean, they did it, right? They did it. They disconnected the thing. I didn't do it. So, it wasn't my fault, it was their fault. I didn't have time to go back, I was leaving the next day, and que sera sera, right? The only thing I had to worry about was the fact that I didn't know how fast I was going, I didn't know how far I had gone. I didn't know what time it was, because I never carry a watch. I could live with that. I can live with not knowing these certain things, and that's what I did for 2 weeks. I just wandered around, not knowing how fast I was going, how far I had come, or what time it was. I usually knew what day it was, but sometimes I lost track of that, too. And I had lots of fun driving around, visiting people that I know that have spread out. You know, after a while, after several years, it turns out that people you know just sort of wind up in all different parts of the country, all different parts of the world sometimes. And you can just sort of look at cities on the map and say, hey, I know this person there, I know that person here. And you can kind of coordinate, a little road trip so that you can meet people in certain places. And what was really incredible was Buffalo, for instance. Buffalo, I knew two people. I knew two people in Buffalo, and I figured I'd drop in on both of them. They lived one block away from each other, about the same length down the block, so their houses adjoined. Of course, they didn't know each other, but I knew them both. It was the most amazing thing. And we all hung out together, and now they all know each other. Sort of went up there to bring people together. Sickening, isn't it? And I traveled to various parts of upstate New York during an ice storm, which is really why I went. I went to experience some cold weather, because we certainly weren't getting that down here. And I got my wish as soon as I went up there. Snowed about a foot or so. Got to drive in the snow and the ice. It was great. But one thing I did, and this is what I was talking about before, one thing I did that, can anybody guess? Does anybody want to guess what I did? I'll give you a hint. If you've listened to this show before, if you've ever listened to me on the radio before, it's something I've been trying to do. Well, it seems like I've been trying to do it forever. Anybody want to try to guess? 632-6901. Come on, don't be scared. Something. I'll give you a big hint, okay? It didn't happen until I got to Canada. All right, I drove to Canada, drove through Toronto. Nice city, Toronto. Nice city. I'll have more to say about that later. Drove up to Sudbury, which is a nice little town. Got some fast food places. Didn't see much more of it than that. And then I drove all the way over to Sault Ste. Marie, which is quite a place, and it was at the center of a language controversy when I was there. And it was in Sault Ste. Marie After spending a night in Sault Ste. Marie, I did something that I've always wanted to do, and I've always tried to do. Okay. Good evening. No, that's wrong. Good evening.
How you doing?
Okay, you got a guess?
You were laundering money.
You know, it's interesting you should point that out. Have you noticed that there seems to be more money these days? It looks like it's been through the laundry.
Yeah, it's all washed and stuff.
It's falling apart.
Maybe you were taking grain alcohol from Canada into America?
I thought about that, but I don't know. It just seems so, I don't know, just not my style, you know? One more guess.
What do you do? We have no idea here.
Okay, well, you're going to find out real soon.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Good evening.
It was either you smoked crack or called Albania.
Well, I have to hand it to you, sir. You were right about one of them. Now, it's just up to you to figure out which one.
In my country, we have many things, including crack. Good night.
Oh, boy. Well, that's a person that knows me well, I guess. No, folks, I did not smoke crack. That's one thing I certainly did not do. Don't have to go up to Canada to do that, do you? Oh, certainly not. No, Albania, that is the answer, folks. Albania, yes. That's the place. That's the place to be. I've had dreams about it, you know? The most closed-off country in the world. Closed-off, they hate everybody. They hate the Soviets. They hate the Chinese. They hate the Americans. Can't get in there. Can't call there. All right, have you never heard me do this? I've done it so many times on the radio, it's kind of repetitive, but I'll do it here once just to show the people that have never heard it before what happens when you try. First,
your
you get the local operator, and you ask for it. Yes, can I have AT&T, please?
Yes, sir.
And they say yes. They ring you, a recording plays.
One moment for an operator who can assist you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, now, after that, you get connected to AT&T. Oh, no.
Please hold. Your call will be answered by the next available operator.
I hate this. Come on, what are you, all on an extended coffee break?
Please hold.
This is an emergency. You're on
the
radio.
Next available operator.
Folks, come on. Wake up. Come on. Come on. Pick up that phone. Pick it up. Come on. No one else is going to get it. You got to get it. There's 50 operators in the building. Pick up the phone, someone. They're the biggest phone company in the world here. The biggest phone company in the world. They can't pick up their phones.
AT&T operator?
Yes, hi. Is this AT&T?
Yes, how can I help you?
I need to make an overseas call, please, to Albania.
Moment, please. Do you have the country code, city code, and numbers?
No, I don't have that, in fact.
Moment.
Thank you. That's because no one's ever given me that information. I haven't gotten that far. Technically, they have no country code because, well, you'll find out. You hear that? You hear that? She's getting confused. I heard it in a... Yep, you can hear it coming over the headset. Confusion, yeah.
Okay, Albania.
What kind of noise was that? That's total frustration.
Thank you for calling AT&T. One moment.
Oh, boy, getting hooked to the baritone ring, people. This will probably be the international.
Yes, he may help you.
Operator, this is Empire calling. Do you handle Albania?
I don't believe we do. Let me check.
I'm getting a star beside
it. No, we don't have any. That's one of those countries like Vietnam. We don't handle any service there at all.
Okay, thank you.
Albania's like Vietnam?
I'm wondering, I'm getting a star beside it, but I don't know what it means. Just one moment, hold on.
Okay, because this is in Europe, and then Vietnam's in Asia.
Yeah,
So they're not very similar.
Mm-hmm. Because I see Albania, but there's just a star beside it. Could you hold on?
Sure, I'd love to. I enjoy holding. A star next to Albania, huh? Boy. Not every country gets a star next to it. I know the United States doesn't have a star next to its listing in AT&T. Well, anyway, what this boils down to, she is going to come back eventually and tell us it's impossible. It's impossible. You can't do it from here. You can't call Albania no matter what time of day it is. You can't make a reservation and call there 6 months from now. You can't do it, period. You cannot call them. I don't know why. And it wasn't until I was wandering around on this ski slope. And folks, if you ever travel anywhere, join American Youth Hostels. It's a great thing to join because you can stay in these places, really pretty nice places.
Sir?
Yeah. Yes?
That country is not available now. I won't be able to put you through.
They're not available?
No.
Do you know when they will be available?
No, I don't.
The whole country's unavailable, eh?
That particular country, yes.
I see. Okay, well, thanks very much for your help.
Okay.
Good night. Okay, well, we knew that was going to happen. But if you join American Youth Hostels, you get to stay in these places, you know. Sometimes they're kind of ramshackle places. Other times they're fairly nice. I stayed in a ski lodge in a little town called Collingswood, Ontario, at the base of a mountain for something like $8. I had this room all to myself. And it was there, wandering around in an area code I had never been in before. I think it was 705 area code. Never been in that area code before. And I wandered around to this hotel that was close to the mountain, played with the payphones there for a while, and just sort of on a whim called up the operator and asked her, "Hey, how do I call Albania?" And they said, "Well, we have to route it through either Athens or Rome, but we can do it." And that's when I nearly fainted. I said, "You can call Albania from here? That's amazing. That's incredible." We tried to call, but Rome never picked up the phone. Athens never picked up the phone after that. Tried it several times. We could never get them to pick up the phone. I drove to Sudbury in Canada, and I stopped at a Radio Shack there, and I picked up a little suction cup my portable tape recorder I was carrying with me, because I knew folks here would be interested in hearing what Albania sounds like. And I got the suction cup. It cost like $2 or something. And then after I got out my portable tape deck, I realized that I had probably the only portable tape deck in the world that doesn't have a mic input, so I couldn't plug in my little suction cup. But that did not stop me. I drove over to Sault Ste. Marie, and early the next morning, picked up the phone, called the operator, and demanded to speak to Albania. Now, we're going to join Things in Progress here. First, before we join Things in Progress, I want to go to an important announcement. Then you are going to hear something you've never heard before and are unlikely to hear anywhere else, the sound of Albania. I mean, I'm so excited. I've got goose pimples, whatever you call those things. They're disgusting. We're going to play this announcement and then we'll come right back and go into Albania here on Brain Damage on WUSB. The volunteer staff of WUSB-FM is asking our listeners to assist us by making comments to federal agencies who will soon be making decisions regarding the establishment of two new radio stations on Long Island. A proposed station at 89.9 FM may cause interference problems to our current signal, and, if approved, will certainly prevent our planned signal expansion program from taking place. If you believe that WUSB programming deserves to be heard by a larger number of Long Islanders, please call our information number at 632-6498 to get full details. The staff of WUSB-FM appreciates your longtime interest and support, and together we can guarantee the continued growth of Long Island's first station of the 90s. Again, the number to call on this very important matter is 632-6498, and thanks from all of us. And folks, we can't overemphasize the importance of you giving that number a call, 516-632-6498. It's some very important things going on in the radio world and the non-commercial dial. And if you're a listener to WUSB, you should know about them. So give it a call. It's a recorded announcement, and you'll be invited to leave your name and address, 632-6498, area code 516. And we'll be talking more about that when we take calls in a little while. But now, let's join this Albania call in progress where we stand now. I actually was holding the tape recorder up to the telephone, so the sound quality is not the best by any means. And I'm in this hotel room in Sault Ste. Marie, and you hear all kinds of background noise sometimes. In fact, there's one instance where I sneeze, but that's no big deal. You will hear the sounds of a hotel in Albania. The Canadian operator had three numbers in Albania, and they all were only four digits long. And we called one of them. It was a hotel. And we were trying to find a number for Radio Tirana, because the goal of this whole thing was to get a tape. You know how we sometimes play tapes from Radio Moscow? We want to get a tape from Albania. Yeah, that's what we want to do. We want to get a tape from Albania. And that is the purpose of this entire venture. Let's listen.
Are they still there?
Still waiting for the person from the hotel to come back.
Hello, Tirana?
Tirana is the capital of Albania.
I'm going to try the post office, perhaps. Oh, I see. No, I think it'd be harder.
Hello? Hello?
But Solana didn't hang up.
That was a sneeze, by the way.
They do didn't ring the number without any problem.
Yeah, it didn't seem like there was.
No, they don't. But the operator, they don't.
Hello, Tina. I don't have any disconnect, and yet I don't hear nothing.
Could it be that Athens didn't hang up?
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much, dear. Thank you. Bye, dear. Oh, now we're going to try.
Wow.
You want to take note of that number?
5880?
That's right.
Okay. Add it to your files. Yeah.
In case.
Montreal in Canada. Thanks, dear.
That noise was an Athens ring. And we'll hear that noise repeated a few times.
5880.
5880.
Yes, please.
What is the phone number? Canada? 705-759-8000.
That's right. Thank you, my dear. Thank you very much, dear. Hello?
Hello?
Is this Radio Tirana? Hello? Hello, Tirana? Hello? Hello, Tirana?
No, just a moment.
They hung up, right? Yeah. Sorry. Thank you, dear. What I thought.
What happened?
If anyone here happens to know Albanian, this might be a good time to start listening.
So?
Yes.
As soon as I put him through, please pick up because
okay.
He will hang up again.
Hello?
I don't know whether it's speak French or English, perhaps it's only Albanian.
Okay. Allô, bonjour, c'est ici le Canada. Est-ce que vous parlez français? Voulez-vous parler avec lui? Vous parlez tyrannien? Monsieur? Allô, this is Montréal, Canada.
Canada, Montréal.
Yes, are you the radio station?
One moment.
Thank you.
The voice of Albania.
Okay, I'm going to bring somebody. Okay. What do you speak? Do you speak
their
language?
I just speak English.
Oh, you just speak
but English? I know there's somebody there that can, so... Oh. Yeah.
It's hard to tell because sometimes they speak French, English, or their own language.
Yeah.
We're bringing you all the silence so that you can experience the thrill of actually getting through in real time.
I need to get tapes of your programs sent to me. English.
Can you repeat it?
Yes, English Language Service of Radio Tirana.
Yes.
I need tapes sent to me in the United States.
Yes.
for radio here.
Do you leave the program?
Yes.
Or for Radio Tirana?
Yes.
In English broadcast?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
We shall do that.
Okay. Yes, it's Eric, E-R-I-C.
Repeat it, please.
Yes, E-R-I-C.
C?
C, yes.
C?
Address?
Yes.
P.O. Box.
C?
Post Office Box.
I cannot understand. Repeat it, please.
Yes, Post Office Box.
Post? Post?
Post. P-O-S-T.
P-O-S-T, yes.
Office.
Office?
Yes. Box.
Spell it, please, sir.
Okay. B-O-X.
P-O-S-T.
No, B.
B?
B-O-X, yes.
B-O-X.
X? Yes.
848.
848. Yes. Box 848.
Yes, this is host.
I'm sorry?
Host? Post
office box. 848?
848, yes.
Middle Island?
Alex?
Middle, M I.
Middle?
No,
M. M.
I.
I.
D.
Z.
D.
Z.
L.
L.
E.
E. Yes.
Island, I.
I.
S.
S.
L.
M.
A. N.
M.
D.
D.
Yes. New York.
New York. Yes.
One. Just a minute.
New York.
Yes. One.
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 Nine.
Nine.
Five.
Five.
Three.
Three.
Yes. And that's USA.
What?
United States.
United, yes, yes. Can you repeat it, please?
Yes. It's
from the beginning?
Yes. Eric, E-R-I-C.
Hello?
Eric, E-R-I-C.
Yes?
Box 848.
I am not sure for the first name.
I'm
not sure for the first name.
Okay, E.
T.
E.
T O.
No, E.
T.
Letter E.
E. Yeah.
A B C D E.
Yes.
R.
R.
I.
I. Yes.
C.
C.
Yes, E R I C. And that's box 848.
Can you say the telex number?
No telex.
No telex.
No. This is mailbox.
I am not sure. Hello?
Yes, yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Repeat it, please.
Eric, E-R-I-C.
Beginning.
Sorry? Okay. E R I C R E R I C
E R
Yes. Okay. Say what?
I am not sure for the first word.
E-R-I-C?
E-R-I-C.
E-R-I-C.
Yes?
And that... That's box BLX 848.
Okay.
Middle Island.
Can you
spell? M-I- Hello?
Who are you?
A radio producer?
Radio?
Yes. In United States.
Radio?
Radio producer, yes.
Where? In
New York.
New York, yes.
Yes. We want to air your program. Okay. Thank you very much.
Not at all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's it, folks. That's it. Amazing. It's long, arduous, but we did it. We did it. We talked to Albania. We got through. I don't think any other radio show can say that. That's why I went up there, folks. That's why I went to that remote part of Canada to make that call. So everybody here could hear what somebody in Albania actually sounds like. And who knows? I mean, I don't know if I'm really going to get a tape, you know, especially after giving them that address. It's, I don't know. I don't know what's going to come out of that. I deliberately didn't give them my last name because I figured it would be another half hour on the phone just spelling it and going over it over and over again. So, I decided to leave it there, and we'll just see what shows up, you know? There might be a package from Albania and a visit from the CIA next week. Who knows? Who knows? If we get a package, we'll certainly play it like we play the Radio Moscow tapes and whatever else we get here. It's the kind of thing we just love doing. So give us a call now, 632-6901. See if you can top that. This is WUSB in Stony Brook. It's 6 minutes after 11 o'clock. The program is Brain Damage, and... we've got all kinds of fun things to do. After hanging out in Sault Ste. Marie, where there was quite a bit of snow on the ground, you know, it's just sort of sitting there. It was very warm when I went up there, kind of a heat wave, you might say, you know, hovering around the freezing mark. But there was still like, you know, 2, maybe 3 feet of snow just sitting there on the ground, you know, in case people need it later. From there, I drove over through Michigan, up on top of Wisconsin, and raced down into Milwaukee, which was an interesting way to get there. And after Milwaukee, I hit Chicago, and then you might have heard me on the radio the day I drove back from Chicago. I did it straight, drove from Chicago to New York. It was quite an incredible thing, just driving continuously, straight, you know, state after state. First Illinois, then Indiana, then Ohio, then Pennsylvania, then Pennsylvania, then more Pennsylvania. It's a very long state. Then Jersey, and then New York. And it took me... Over 24 hours at one stretch. 24 hours, imagine that, 24 hours of straight driving. And I had fun. There must really be something wrong with me because I enjoyed it, you know? I enjoyed starting out early in the morning, like about 8 o'clock in the morning. Sun is, well, it's pretty early for me. Sun is up and, you know, everybody's wandering around doing their various things. Leaving Chicago, by the way, the day before Chicago got 2 feet of snow is when I left. If I had stayed one more day, I would have been stranded, which would have been okay with me. Then watching the day go by, watching the night come, and then watching the night go away and another day come. All in my own car, you know, just driving the whole time. Most incredible. But I didn't race, you know. I didn't try to get back fast. I took my time. I felt like pulling over and seeing something, I pulled over. And one other mania that I have, I always pull over to get regional editions of TV Guide so I can compare the different TV stations of the area. So I had to sort of search for that sometimes, you know, find a stationery store in the middle of nowhere. It was quite an experience, but I think the highlight of the whole trip was that phone call. Well, maybe not. Okay, I had more fun than that, but it was one of the highlights, one of the most amazing things. 632-6901, that's our telephone number. We've got one open line. And folks, before we go to the phones, let me just reiterate this this message one more time. The volunteer staff of WUSB-FM is asking our listeners to assist us by making comments to federal agencies who will soon be making decisions regarding the establishment of 2 new radio stations on Long Island. A proposed station at 89.9 FM may cause interference problems to our current signal, and, if approved, will certainly prevent our planned signal expansion program from taking place. If you believe that WUSB programming deserves to be heard by a larger number of Long Islanders, please call our information number at 632-6498 to get full details. The staff of WUSB-FM appreciates your longtime interest and support, and together we can guarantee the continued growth of Long Island's first station of the 90s. Again, the number to call on this very important matter is 632-6498. And thanks from all of us. And that's an information number that will give you the full details of just what we're talking about here. 632-6498. You'll hear all the facts and you'll have the chance to leave your name and address so that we can get the word out, so that USB listeners can speak up for us at this very important time. Not asking you for money, we'll get to that some other time, but right now we're asking you to know the facts about what's going on the non-commercial dial. There's some very interesting things happening. And folks, we've got all kinds of plans, you know. We want to, we're on a new transmitter. This is the first show on the new transmitter, the first brain damage coming to you from the transmitter that we were able to get through the fundraiser last year. But we don't want it to stop there. We want to be able to increase the signal strength, move the transmitter to a better location, move it to a higher location, and reach more of Long Island. And also, we want to improve programming. We want to get satellite development. We want to bring Pacifica News to you on the satellite so it won't sound so telephony, you know. There's all kinds of things, you know. There's all kinds of things. But we have to overcome certain hurdles. And we need your help to overcome those hurdles. So by calling 632-6498 and just listening, you don't have to pledge anything or do anything. Just listen to the facts and hopefully add your name to the list. That's all we're asking you to do. You'll be a tremendous help, and you'll be helping yourselves too, because this radio station is an important part of the community, an important part of Long Island, and it would be a shame to see its signal curtailed in any way. 632-6498, that is our information line. I can't help but take off my hat to the people on the phone. I mean, I saw the phone lines. They were lit up, and I saw a couple of lights go out, which meant that those people hung up and called that number and lost their place on the phone line. I mean, that's the kind of sacrifice that it just makes me very emotional, that's all. It's just, you know, people giving up their place online to call up and help out in a real important way. That number is in operation throughout the day and night, but we are facing a deadline, and We have to get the word out in a limited amount of time. So please give that number a call at some point and spread the word and all that kind of thing. Let's go to the phone. 632-6901 is the on-air number, and let's see who's out there. Good evening.
Hi, what's up, Eric?
Hey, how you doing?
Eric, I wanted to ask you, you went to Canada, right?
I sure did. Where are you calling from, by the way?
I'm calling from Bay Shore, Long Island.
Okay.
And, I wanted to know, it was cold out there, right?
It wasn't that cold. It was colder than it was here, but it wasn't... I mean, yeah, people here would say it was cold, but I don't think it's cold. I mean...
Because I'm going there 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now? It should be good and cold there.
Yeah, I'm going to Ontario.
Uh-huh. What part of Ontario?
I don't know. It's a family member out there. I haven't been there since I was really young.
You don't know the name of the town or anything?
I don't.
You don't know what it's near? Is it near Toronto? Is it,
I think it's near Toronto. I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. Well, Toronto's a big city there. There's also, it's an amazing country. It really is. I was driving through there just sort of taking it all in. And,
uh-huh.
You know, when I go somewhere, I never act like a tourist. I just sort of,
right.
I sort of acquire the customs of people. For instance, if you're driving down a highway, right,
uh-huh.
a two-lane highway, and there's a car in back of you that wants to go past you.
Right.
Well, he doesn't pass you. You know what you do?
What?
You pull over into the shoulder and keep going at highway speed in the shoulder.
Huh. Oh,
and
really?
He passes you in the... Yeah, I mean, I soon caught on to that when everybody started doing it.
Right.
And it's just... that's just the custom up there.
Oh, good.
It's pretty damn dangerous, especially if there's a bicyclist in the shoulder, but that hasn't happened yet, I don't think.
Yeah.
But when I got to Sault Ste. Marie, which is a border town with Sault Ste. Marie in Michigan...
Right.
I found out that there was this big language controversy because Sault Ste. Marie had just voted to be English only, and
uh-huh.
that didn't sit very well with the French people, either in Ontario or Quebec.
Right.
And the whole country is kind of, debating this whole issue now. Should it be a bilingual country, or should it be only one language?
Right.
And I bet we're not hearing very much of it down here, but it's fascinating.
Right. I was going to ask you another thing. Yeah. When you were over there... The environment, was it like ours at all? Like, you know, like, let me see. I don't know, like, you know, people shopping, you know, stuff like that.
Well, you know, I was in Sudbury, which is a fairly northerly, not that northerly, but pretty northern community. Rather large, you know, you see signs saying Sudbury this many kilometers. It's the biggest thing around. When I got there, though, it was just, it was a Pizza Hut and a McDonald's and the usual crap. I didn't really, you know, it was nighttime then, so I didn't really see much else.
Right.
But, it looked just like, picture this, picture Jericho, New York, okay?
Right.
And nothing else around it for 100 miles.
Uh-huh.
Jericho would suddenly be a very important place.
Right.
And that's the way I pictured Sudbury. I'm sure there's more to it than that, but... I was kind of disappointed with the Americanization of the place, especially the smaller towns.
Huh.
Toronto had a lot of character.
Mm-hmm.
It has streetcars. I think it's the
the
only city in North America with trams, I think.
Hey, okay.
Yeah.
Right, because I was watching a movie the other day, and it took place in Canada,
uh-huh.
and there were streetcars, and I was really, I really wanted to know if there was really... So that does exist over there in Toronto.
At least in Toronto it does, yeah.
Right, okay.
And I found Toronto to be different than Montreal. You know, Montreal is more cosmopolitan. Toronto, and it's got its interesting points. It really does. And, of course, the whole country is much cleaner than here.
Uh-huh, right.
Plus, just the idea of it being bilingual makes it more interesting. You have
right.
people lapsing. You saw the operator that we just played. She was able to speak two languages. You know,
yeah.
you don't get that here.
Right.
Plus, they're so much more patient there. You know, they're really patient. I would go into a store and ask for directions,
right.
and, you know, everybody would sort of gather around and
help
talk for long periods of time, just talk about where things were and where they've been.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with phone operators. You could start a discussion with a phone operator and stay on for 25 minutes. The talk shows on radio, they encourage you to call collect from any part of Canada.
Uh-huh.
They're very nice, I mean, compared to here.
Uh-huh.
No one seems to be in that much of a hurry.
Right.
I like it. I really do.
Yeah.
Plus, you have to understand that
uh-huh.
Canada is not, not trying to be number one. They're just trying to be Canada.
Right.
So they don't have all this competition to worry about. They just want to be themselves.
Right. All right. So thanks a lot, because I just wanted to know a little bit of information, because when you said Canada,
uh-huh.
I said, let me ask, you know, just to ask him a few things about it.
Okay.
I'm going in 2 weeks.
Well, you have fun there, and give us a call back when you get back. Let us know where you went.
Okay, thanks a lot, Eric.
All right.
Okay, bye.
632-6901. Good evening.
Eric.
Yeah.
You left us with a real boob last year.
I left you with a real what?
How was your vacation?
Oh, it was fine.
Yeah, was it good?
It was real. Where are you calling from?
Smithtown.
Yeah, it was fun. I left you with a real... Oh, well, that's not a nice thing to say about Tom Baker.
Oh, you did.
Well, I didn't hear the show. What happened?
Oh, it was horrible.
It was all about poverty on Long Island.
Yeah,
what's wrong with poverty? Well, I mean, I know what's wrong with poverty on Long Island, but you got to address these things now and then.
Dude, this guy you left us with was a dead nude.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to give dead nudes time, too.
He was.
That's what I say.
Can we do a song for you?
If you promise to call 632-6498, yeah. You promise to call?
What do we do?
I'll tell you what. I'll transfer you over there after you sing your song.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Love Shack.
Go ahead.
Hello?
You have to start soon, though.
All right. I'll start soon. Love Shack, baby, because at the Love Shack, well, I got myself a car if it's 20. At the Love Shack.
You know, I am very impressed. I think, you know, when you go on and when you make that a hit, will we get a copy of the record?
What?
Will we? Or will we just forget about us like everybody else does? Okay, hold on a second while I transfer you over to the hotline.
Hello, this is the phone mail system. You may now release the call or hang up.
All right, they're released. They're into the hotline, yes. Our number is 632-6901. And folks, I'd like to hear from people out east. Okay, important reason for that, because that's where things are possibly changing. Maybe you won't be able to get USB out east soon if things don't go right. If you don't call 632-6498 and add your voice. That's what it boils down to, folks. That's what it boils down to. Speak up and be counted, or you might wind up listening to something else. So if you're out east, we'd like to know that you're out there. Give us a call now, 632-6901, Beyond the Air. Call 632-6498 and hear all the facts about this important event and all the things going on. I hope I'm not confusing people with all these different phone numbers. I'm sorry if I am, but let's just keep it straight. 632-6901 is the number to call to get to hear, and we especially want to hear from people on the eastern part of Long Island. And by eastern Long Island, I mean anything east of, say, Port Jefferson. How's that? Yeah, I think it can include the South Shore, too. Okay? And if the phone rings a while, please stay on, because we do want to hear from you, and we're not going to pick up until we get to you, so you won't have to pay for the call until we actually talk to you. And we do appreciate it. 632-6901, 632-6498 for the information. 21 minutes after 11 o'clock, this is Brain Damage. Good evening.
It is my expert opinion that the ratings of USB are so low due to the fact that you don't have enough top 40 music. And after all, they have plenty of top 40 music in Albania. There's not enough on the FM broadcast band, brother. Come on, get with it. This is the 90s.
I'm so glad he called. Folks, do you want that to happen? Do you want that to be the voice of your future? I don't know. They don't have top 40 radio in Albania because they don't have 40 songs. That's not right. That's not a nice thing to say, but they probably don't have a top 40 anyway. But we don't want to go that route either. 632-6901. Good evening.
Hi. I wanted to apologize for that last caller. I think that was pretty rude.
Well, you're forgiven.
Oh, thank you. But, well, it wasn't me that was calling. But I want to get back into this whole Canada thing, all right? I'm getting a pretty vivid picture here, but I'd like to know, like, what type of car were you driving? Who were you with?
Well, I was with all different people. You see, I travel by myself, okay?
Yes.
Because I don't like to put up with a lot of garbage, you know, people saying, oh, I want to go here, I want to go there, oh, don't go there. You know, I like to do what I want to do, you know? And then I drop in on the people that I know, and I spend as much time with them until they throw me out or until I get sick of them, and I go to the next place. And it's sort of like a song or a TV show or something.
Oh, I see. And what type of car are we talking here? Were you in a van or one of those big, like really big trailer homes?
It was a compact car. Let's just say that.
Oh, I see.
That got fairly decent mileage. And as I mentioned before, the odometer was broken, so it didn't even register. So I got really good mileage. Yeah, I got something like 3,000 miles to the gallon.
Sounds
good. It's the only way to travel. I mean, if you can adjust your schedule and your way of doing things so that, you know, being in a car for a long period of time, you should have a cassette deck, too. It always helps.
Oh, of course.
You know, if you can adjust yourself so that you can tolerate that, you have a lot of fun because there's just so much you can do. You can do anything. You can go anywhere. You know? It's not that hard. I mean, yeah, you gotta take off from work and things like that, but if you really want to do it, you'll find the way.
That's very...
Sounds religious, I know, but there's some element of truth in it.
I would suppose, yes.
Where are you calling from?
Patchogue.
Patchogue?
Yes.
Okay. Well, make sure you call the hotline, eh?
I already did.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
632-6901. That's our telephone number. And for those just tuning in and for those that may not have heard it the first time, we have to play it again. Folks, we're not going to be playing this much longer because we only have a few days here, so listen up. The volunteer staff of WUSB-FM is asking our listeners to assist us by making comments to federal agencies who will soon be making decisions regarding the establishment of two new radio stations on Long Island. A proposed station at 89.9 FM may cause interference problems to our current signal, and, if approved, will certainly prevent our planned signal expansion program from taking place. If you believe that WUSB programming deserves to be heard by a larger number of Long Islanders, please call our information number at 632-6498 to get full details. The staff of WUSB-FM appreciates your longtime interest and support, and together we can guarantee the continued growth of Long Island's first station of the 90s. Again, the number to call on this very important matter is 632-6498. And thanks from all of us. And if you have an FM dial, it doesn't take much to realize that 89.9 is pretty gosh darn close to 90.1. And could have very, very adverse effects for those of you that aren't right next to our transmitter. So give that number a call, 632-6498. Add your voice to the list. At times like this, each individual matters. Of course, most times each individual matters here at WUSB. I mean, think of the things we do here, you know? Think of all those other stations. And I really don't want to put down stations. I really don't want to do that because I think there's a place for every kind of music. But I'll tell you a story. When I was going through Buffalo, I figured I'd stop at the State University at Buffalo, take a look at their radio station there, you know, see if it's anything like the one at Stony Brook. Well, the station at Buffalo is a fairly powerful station. I think they're 20,000 watts or something like that. We're 4,000 watts. And you can get them for a fairly wide range. Trouble is they only seem to play jazz, you know? We play jazz, but we play so many other things. So they only seem to play jazz. So I figured I'd go up there and see what it was like, you know? See what the station looked like. Is anything like USB? I went in there. It's in this building. They've got a whole building to themselves on campus. Nobody on campus knows where they are. They don't pay attention to them. It's like they're a separate entity. And so you walk into this building, and you walk through these hallways, and there's lots and lots of machinery, you know, and the floors are carpeted and everything like that, but there's almost nobody around, you know? There's nobody there. Where are they? Where is everybody? Well, walked around, finally found the program director. The program director was more than happy to show me around for an hour and a half. He had nothing to do. You see, this station is an affiliate of the Public Radio Network, National Public Radio. We broadcast things from National Public Radio as well. Fine programming. They have really good alternative things, but occasionally you run into stations that don't have any local programming. None to speak of, anyway. They broadcast most of their shows over the satellite. You know? The shows that everybody listens to in the country at the same time. And when you do that, you know, you lose the hominess, I guess, of what a radio station can really be about. A show like this could not exist on that station in Buffalo. Could not exist, would not be allowed to exist. And that's non-commercial radio. That's supposed to be the alternative. Yet, the station there sounds exactly the same as a station, say, in St. Louis or another part of the country, because they're broadcasting the same shows all the time. Over the satellite, occasionally local programs, but they have to adhere to a very strict format, you know. They're looking at the Arbitrons just as much as the commercial stations. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, you know. That's fine. There can be stations like that, but for God's sake, let there be stations like USB as well. Stations like USB and PKN and BAI. We're lucky. We're very lucky here in this particular part of the world, because we have three stations, actually, that are freeform: PKN, BAI, and USB. But most parts of the country, you're not that lucky. And you don't get that many alternative voices. So I was very disappointed wandering around this radio station in Buffalo. You know, they had so much. They had so much machinery, so much money being pumped into them, you know, through NPR and through the federal government and through their listeners, because, you know, they ask them for money, too, and they give lots of money, but they were missing so much, you know? They only had one kind of program on. They only broadcast from the satellite and didn't take any chances. Didn't make very many mistakes, either, for that matter. It was sad, you know? And here it was, right on a campus, and there were, I think there were maybe two students that worked on the station. And that's the kind of thing that happens sometimes. Then I flipped around the dial a little bit, and I heard a station. I heard a station where they were making these, like, prank phone calls. You know, they were calling crazy places and saying weird things. And I realized that station was coming from Toronto. And so I got in my car, and I was driving up in that general vicinity, over Niagara Falls, into Toronto eventually. And I drove around. I was coming from the University of Toronto. And after exploring the city for quite a bit, I asked somebody where the university was. They told me. Drove around, found the parking space, found the radio station in this house, the whole house. It's like a four-story house, all devoted to the radio station. Mobbed with people of every ethnic race imaginable, planning all kinds of shows. The place was a mess, paper all over the place, tape, people running, yelling. Stayed there for hours. It was so amazing. So amazing just to see radio being created. And it was really an amazing moment. We need more stations like that. Local stations. Stations where the production comes from the people that work there, not from the satellite dish. I have nothing against satellite dishes, by the way. I like them. But you got to compliment them, you know. You got to do a little bit of each. Anyway, that's my radio experience. And those are the two kind of radio stations that you tend to find in a non-commercial dial. The ones that take chances and sometimes are a little bit sloppy, sometimes make mistakes, but they're run by humans. Then there are the other ones that are run efficiently and run by machine. Our number is 632-6901. And if you want more information on the specifics facing us, 632-6498. Give us a call. Good evening.
Yeah, hi, Eric.
How you doing?
All right, what's up?
Where are you calling from?
New York.
Where in New York?
Bayshore.
Bayshore, okay. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I called about a month ago.
Did you?
Yeah, about my girlfriend having, about the abortion that she was going to have.
I seem to remember that. Yeah, whatever happened?
Well, she did have the abortion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I...
What's your name, by the way?
James.
James, okay. That's... Sorry to hear that, I guess.
I know. I'm pissed off myself.
Uh-huh. Well, what did you call to tell us tonight?
That, you know, I...
Yeah, I understand. Good evening.
I have negative motives.
Hello?
Hello, go ahead.
I want to say something.
Well, say it in an American accent, eh?
I am not American. I will not talk in an American accent.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to say right now that I like the kids that called before saying about the Death Notes. I want to hear this song again. I want to hear it on and on. Come on, baby. It'll be really fun.
Okay, well, we've monitored your request, and we will process it accordingly. Thank you very much for calling. Good evening.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I was wondering, what is it exactly that we can do to, you know, stop the interference of 89.9?
Okay, well, it has not yet been approved.
Right.
There's a station that has been applied for at 89.9 in Sag Harbor, and after looking at engineering surveys and everything, it becomes pretty apparent that if that station were to go on the air and if WUSB were to move its transmitter to a higher location, which is what our plan is, we would not be able to do that because there would then be a station 89.9 that we would have to protect. So it's something that that concerns us now because we do have plans to expand.
Couldn't they go to a different number?
Sure they could, yeah, but this has to be denied in order for them to do that.
And how could that be denied? Okay. By persuading the...
The more people that call us or that call 632-6498 and add their name to the list,
uh-huh.
It's kind of like an electronic petition, I guess, the more it'll be looked upon by the federal authorities that make these decisions.
Right.
So basically... This is the time for public comment. You may have heard that phrase bandied about occasionally. It's a time for public comment. Well, this is it. Except it's weird because I don't know how the public is supposed to know that this is the time to comment. You know? You didn't know about this before you heard it tonight, did you?
No, not at all.
Nobody knows. So we've got to sort of make sure people know about this, that they're planning a station right smack next to us that will adversely affect the reception. Anywhere virtually east of Port Jeff, Rocky Point area, you know, it'll be a toss-up between 89.9 and 90.1. And it'll,
couldn't you get, like, an article in the paper? Like, in Newsday or something?
Well, yeah, but, again, the deadline is Friday, so there's not much time.
Yeah.
There's not much time, and the press is funny sometimes. You know, you got to play all kinds of games with them, and, you know, we're not all that good at playing games most of the time.
Right. Okay. Well, I wish you.
We don't know.
I seriously don't know.
Well, do you know what continent it's in?
Could be in the Asian continent.
No, it's not in Asia. It's not in Asia.
Hmm.
Do you know where the Eastern Bloc is?
In Europe.
Right. It's the Eastern Bloc.
Well, it's Albania, very limited there.
Albania is the only country left that has held on to Stalinism.
Yeah.
And has not had these pro-democracy movements. And it's quite possible they never will because they're so isolated.
Yeah.
They have no ties to...
The answer would probably be no.
No, what was the question?
They don't believe in the Great Pumpkin.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's hard to say. I didn't ask. I should have asked the guy when I had him on the phone. I'm sure it would have taken a good 2.5 hours to get that out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't. It's possible, but I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so.
They're very limited to the television programs.
Yeah, but you know, you can watch interesting things over there. You can watch Yugoslavian TV.
Yes.
It comes in. It must be so weird to just live in Albania. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a total different perception of the world.
They're very isolated.
Very. But there's other countries like that, too. I mean, Myanmar, which used to be Burma, is kind of like that, and parts of Africa are like that, and, you know, other parts of Asia, and, I mean, you know, even parts of the United States are isolated.
Yes, the boondocks.
A total, you know, different conception of the world. And it's good to experience that, you know, it's good to... go into these places and see what it's like from the other side, from other perceptions, and then come back.
Yeah.
And you see everything kind of in a different light.
Yeah. Do they have videotapes over there, VCRs?
I don't think so. I don't know. They might. I don't think so, though.
Maybe they can rent them out, you know?
I would imagine that they don't have very much in the way of Western technology.
Must not be very happy,
No. Tell me, what do you think that all this new... opening in the East is going to mean, you know, a lot of Western technology is going to wind up over there.
Means more money for us.
More money for us, yeah?
Definitely. Well, the Japanese or whoever gets there first.
Uh-huh. And how about reunification of Germany? What do you think that means?
Pretty cool. I don't think anything will become of it. You know, they'll be reunified. It'll be pretty cool, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so. I sure do. Because the way it was before, you know, I was over there. I was in East Berlin this summer. And
it was too happy, with the way it was.
It's just so unhealthy. You know, you see this wall in the middle of this amazing city, and it's not right.
It's a great reminder of what's happened.
Uh-huh.
Very disappointing.
It's a great reminder, and hopefully we won't forget, you know, anything that's happened because of the reunification. But I don't know. These are very interesting times. You know, I say that a lot on this show, but these are really interesting times. And you know what bothers me? Somebody was just saying this to me before. Here we are. The Berlin Wall has been torn down. Nelson Mandela has been freed. And what's on the front page of all the newspapers? Donald Trump getting divorced.
Yes.
What the hell is wrong with us?
I don't know. They don't seem to be in their right head anymore.
No.
But, you know, when I was a little boy, you know, growing up, I never thought I'd see the breaking down of the Berlin Wall. You know, I didn't.
No.
See it in my lifetime.
It's incredible.
Put the wall down, and it's very cool. Very cool indeed.
It's just great to see these things, you know, and I'm glad that on TV they're at least showing it. You know, they're showing, like, large bits of coverage. You know, the wall being torn down and just world events. Nelson Mandela speaking live last Sunday, I think it was.
That's great.
Ago.
Very good.
Yeah, well, at least we have the opportunity to see this stuff, and hopefully there will be a lot more to come.
Well, maybe Donald will get off the front page.
I sure hope so.
I'm printing some real news.
Yeah, real news. I don't know. Has the Times fallen to that yet? Has the Times put it on the front page?
Well, you know, I was thinking maybe one of the people who do the Newsday paper, the Newsday front page.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be listening to the show right now.
Maybe, you know. I mean, they're in the listening range.
If you're out there, well, get Donald off the front page.
Yeah, really. I mean, Newsday used to be a respectable paper. Now they have these like, you know, National Enquirer-type headlines.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. It's not the paper I was used to.
Yeah.
But you know what's interesting? When you go around the country, I found this out. Anywhere in the country, you can get the New York Times. You know, they sell them in those little blue machines in the street.
It's a nationally syndicated.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you get a different edition, but you don't see the Chicago Tribune in the streets of New York, do you?
They got the same headline, you know, the same title.
Yeah, but. It's kind of reassuring to be able to get the Times wherever you go.
Yeah.
I didn't get any payment from the Times for saying that. I have a lot of problems with them, too, but that's just the way I feel.
Okay, Eric. I just wanted to say your show is great, and I enjoy it.
Okay, well, I appreciate your call.
All right. Goodbye.
Take care. 632-6901. It's our telephone number. Oh, it's good to be back here. Yes, it certainly is. It's good to travel. It's good to get away. Can't stay around one place for too long, but it's always good to have a place to come back to. Good evening.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Hey, look.
Where are you calling from?
Calling from St. James.
St. James. Okay, go ahead.
I have a real problem.
What's your real problem?
My friend Rob Owen lost his teeth.
Uh-huh. That is a real problem.
And he can't talk now. And he wanted to request the Love Shack song again. He loved it so much.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, hopefully.
Fan of the Dead News. Love them so.
I hope all you people are at least calling our hotline.
Shit. Oh.
Okay, well, that's enough of that. Good evening.
Yeah, I thought it was quite interesting you talking about that, like, Newsday, and the big hype is over Donald Trump, and, like, all this first-page news is ended up being put on, like, you know, second, third page.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just, like, I remember Nelson Mandela in the Sunday Newsday, and it was the next, it said, Nelson Mandela is supposed to be released in 24 hours. And then that Monday issue, front page was Tyson KO'd.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, did you lose your list of priorities or, you know?
You know something fun? When did that happen? When was that?
I'm trying to think. I think, when did all this go down? I think it was like last weekend.
Well, wait, there was the day that Nelson Mandela gave a speech. Was that the same day Tyson got KO'd?
I believe so, yeah.
Funny thing was, I didn't even know there was a fight scheduled. I suddenly found out about that afterwards, and that just shows where my priorities are.
All of a sudden said, oh, there's a fight on Sunday night, Monday or whenever it was.
Uh-huh.
It was Sunday night, I think. It happened, Sunday night. I think that's really sick. I think that, I don't know. I don't know if it's the newspapers, they're the ones who want to make the hype, or is it actually the people out on this end of the stick that really want to read about that?
Well, you know, it's a little bit of both. The newspapers and the TV and radio, they want the easy way out. They want to be popular. And what's the best way to be popular with somebody? You give them something that you know they like. Like, you know, when you go to school, you don't want to learn a lot of that stuff. But the truth is, you have to learn some of it. You have to know history. It might not be fun to learn, but you gotta know something. But if you skip history and you just talk about baseball with a bunch of kids, you're going to be very popular with them, right?
Yeah.
So they're not going to learn much, but you're going to be very popular. And if that's all you're after, you're going to be happy. You know, you're popular and they're stupid. And I think it's the same kind of thing that that the papers are doing to the American public. They're appealing to, you know, to the mass interest, the things that are easiest to sell. And they're not really fulfilling their responsibilities of educating, informing, that kind of thing.
I thought it was, I think it's actually quite surprising that all this stuff is going down. I mean, as far as Nelson Mandela and what was going over in Europe and what Russia's been announcing recently about trying to pull together because they're falling apart at the seams, basically, you know. I think it's just, everything is just happening all of a sudden, you know.
Uh-huh.
Seems like, I guess it's been in the waiting, you know, because the European and, you know, the USSR has basically been held back by just, you know, they just don't want to move on or something. And, you know, and now it's finally, I think it's finally falling apart for them to a point, you know.
Uh-huh. It's so strange the way things seem to have suddenly switched there. It's like, you know, they're saying, yeah, we've got lots of problems. You know, 5 years ago, they would never admit to that. They would never say, we've got problems.
And
now suddenly they're
saying
it.
The funny thing I think that is going to happen as a result is not the United States, being beneficial to this. I think more or less Japan being more beneficial to this.
Uh-huh.
I think a lot of the technology, the cutting-edge technology, isn't coming out of the United States anymore. I think more or less it's coming out of Japan.
What do you think of Bush's pledge to increase educational standards in this country so that virtually everybody graduates from high school by the year 2000.
Well, I had read when he originally made his, I guess, budget proposal and that big drug speech he did. I think that from what I heard from an editorial in the paper and, you know, hearing feedback, that the money that he had planned and the amount of money, oh, you know, when you hear it, it's like, sounds like such a great sum of money. I heard that it really won't be of any real big use. I mean, you know, listen, all of them, every red cent is going to help, but they said that the money wasn't what it should have been to actually do what he really wants to do. It was more or less to make it, you know, some propaganda, you know, make him look nice and make him look great and, you know, look at how much money, oh, he's giving this amount of money, but they said, you know, when they sit down and they say, well, this is how much there is, this and this, this and this, the schools are really not going to ever see that money. And, you know, then nobody's really going to benefit from it.
It's real easy to make promises that won't come to fruition for a good 10 years because you're not going to be around really to answer for their failures at that time, but you will get, you know, the cheers now when you propose the success of the future. It's you know, something that I wonder. You mentioned that, yeah, the schools aren't seeing that money. What's going to happen now that, now that there's really no one left to fight? Yeah, I see these books and I see these films coming out now saying, I don't know, there's one book that came out where I think the space shuttle is missing. Where's the space shuttle? Who's got the space shuttle? Oh, the Russians have it. You know, and it's like, obviously, this guy has been a little bit too late writing this book, you know, because the Russians aren't the enemy anymore. Now that there really isn't an enemy, and there really isn't, because even, you know, the Chinese, Bush is being friendly with them. I don't know who the enemy would be. Why do we have to spend all this money on defense? We don't.
I think the enemy is in it. Is an internal enemy.
Of course, of course. Ignorance and fear and hate and all that kind of thing. But is the money going to be reallocated? You know, is education now going to thrive because there is no, I mean, I know there's enemies, but there's no major enemy at this point.
That's such a, what do you call a question? I don't know, ambiguous question. I mean, in the sense that how can we even see it? And you know what I mean? It's like, is it, How does it materialize? Where is all this supposedly going to materialize to? No, like this, oh, yes, we're going to spend here and here and here. I mean, do we actually see it ever, you know? And what about our deficit, you know?
Right.
And I don't know. And then they were, I remember hearing recently on a talk show the problem with money that has disappeared, money that is not claimed for, money that's sent out of the country to, you know, you get all these people, illegal immigrants, and they send the United States money out of the country, and because it's, I mean, they could make a lot more money from it in their homelands, and it's just money disappearing, and how do we account for all that, you know, and how does the government account for that, and I mean, where are they going to get this money, you know, where is this money coming from, I mean, look at the Japanese stock market when it just basically almost crashed
mm-hmm.
a couple of days ago, and they say that that's going to affect the world economy. I think our economy is changing. I think that the yen will sooner or later become the U.S. dollar. And I mean, that's soon, you know. I see the country having a problem with its cash flow. And, I mean, listen, I just saw something on the news, I don't know, maybe a week or two ago, about how schools funding, they had to start cutting out because the government's giving schools less and less money for cafeteria food.
Uh-huh.
And the kids, as a result, are now paying higher prices because the schools have less federal spending for their meals and stuff. I mean, how could they say it's going towards education when they're cutting? You know what I mean? They're cutting one thing out, okay? All the kids are going to now have to pay higher school lunches and whatever, and yet they're going to say, well, we'll give the money here. You know, where are they getting the money from? That's what I'm saying.
Good question.
They can't even keep tabs of their own deficit, and they can't even keep tabs with their own where this money, all this illegal money is coming from or not accounted for, such as drugs and, you know, or your black market items. I mean, they can't even, and there's billions of dollars just there that is unaccounted for. Because you can't, you know, people are not claiming taxes on it, and people just send their money out of the country to other countries to keep it in banks and stuff so that, you know, we don't get taxed. I mean, it's everything, all that's working against our economy, and I see our economy coming to a quick halt real soon. I mean, the Japanese are a very wealthy nation, and they save their money,
mm-hmm.
and the United States come walk in, and, you know, everybody's got a dollar to spend, you know. And
pocket full of credit cards.
Yeah. Just everything like that, you know. And even if they don't have a dollar to spend, they're using their plastic, you know. I don't know. I don't know what's in for us and for the future, economy-wise.
Well, let's just try to stay awake throughout it all, and hopefully we'll make wise decisions. All right. Thanks very much for calling.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Lakefront Kokomo.
All right. Keep listening.
Bye.
632-6901 is our telephone number. We have a few more minutes, and we especially, I implore you, if you're out east, give us a call, because we want to know how many people out there are actually tuned in and how far out you can possibly get us, you know, because it's important, and things could change. So please call that number, 632-6498, to get the full facts about the crisis that's facing us now and how you can help. 632-6498 is that number if you want to be on the air. You have a few more minutes. 632-6901. Special want to hear from you folks out east. And if you call in, be patient because we will get to you. Good evening.
I'm ashamed of you and your callers.
Well, I'm ashamed that I even pressed that button. Good evening.
How you doing?
How you doing?
The conversation you just had with that guy, that long one, about, you know, the economic issues and stuff,
yeah.
It was really good. And it was pretty informative, and I just have a request,
okay.
Musical request.
Well, we're not playing music, right? There's a music show coming on at midnight.
If you could tack it on to them.
Oh, okay. Why don't you give it to me now, and I'll make sure I tell Raz.
Sure. R.E.M.?
R.E.M.
Radio Free Europe.
Radio Free Europe. I will pass that on to him.
Thank you very much.
I'll see if he wants to. Where are you calling from, sir?
East Northport.
All right.
Have a good night.
Thanks for calling. 632-6901. Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I was calling because I was wondering if there's an agency address that we could write a more detailed letter to about what WSHU was up to, because I think it's really a disgrace.
Okay, well, if you leave your phone number on 632-6498. We will call you back, because it's a rather long address.
Okay. The FCC?
It's not the FCC, not yet, because what we're writing to an organization that that gives out funding.
Uh-huh.
I believe it's the NTIA.
Okay.
National Telecommunications, something or other. But we can give you the full address and everything like that. If just leave the phone number on that machine, and you'll probably get a call tomorrow.
One other thing I noticed is that the FCC has seen fit to grant not one but two licenses to this thing called Family Radio, which is this fundamentalist blasphemy station.
Well, there's you're talking about I believe WFRS at 88.9.
Oh, and then they have another one in suburban New Jersey, which is clearly audible in most of Western Long Island.
Right, that's a very interesting point. WFME is the originating station, and what WFRS does is...
Oh, it's not even the originating station, because it's a nationwide thing.
Right, but for WFRS, it's a simulcast, 24-hour
simulcast. If anybody listens to that thing carefully, it's like it's a really weird and bizarre political agenda that they have.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I guess some people would define that stuff as Christianity, but people who are concerned about the environment are going to burn in hell. That's their latest line.
I heard something like that, too. You know, I really find that offensive when people tell me I'm going to burn in hell, you know? I don't tell anybody they're going to burn in hell or burn anywhere, for that matter.
But these people are pushing. I don't know who is funding it. It must be some heavy-duty polluters funding those people, but they're saying the Earth is like, done for. It's twice doomed because it's just getting old and it's used up anyway, and also Christ is going to blast it off to outer space and just take a few people that listen to Family Radio with him when he goes to the next world.
Well, you know, again, if they're not imposing upon another radio station or another voice...
Yeah, you know, it's like
I'm not
how many wavelengths are there to hand out and how many wavelengths are going to be handed, especially in, like, an educational part of the dial.
Right.
For a thing like this, where it should be college stations where, I mean...
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. I mean, it is in a non-commercial part of the dial, and it's not an educational thing.
Yeah.
It's
I have one other thing that people might want to do who are... interested in doing anything the least bit active. I'll make it real quick. Pat Halpin is in cahoots with a whole mess of real estate developers, it seems. And there are a lot of very bizarre things going down all over the place on Long Island right now where they're, like, trying to widen every road there is. They're trying to put in colossal amounts of commercial office buildings all up and down the Long Island Expressway. And it's gotten so bad now that there's, like, the disinformation campaign has gotten so thick that Pat Halpin just appointed this guy named Paley, P-A-L-L-Y, I think his first name is Mitchell, who is the chief of disinformation for the Long Island Association, which is a front for the commercial real estate people, to his Earth Day committee. And people should call up Pat Halpin's office tomorrow. What day is tomorrow? Tomorrow's Sunday. Call up Monday, Pat Halpin's office in Hopog, and ask him what his criteria is for appointing people to his Earth Day committee. You know?
Okay, well...
You know, anybody that's the least bit concerned about saving what the little bit that's left of open space on Long Island should really ask him what's going on. And
That's real important, the open space, because once the space is gone, it never comes back.
That's for sure.
All right. Well, listen, you make sure you call our hotline, and we'll get in touch with you, and hopefully things will work out, eh?
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling. 632-6901. Good evening. Hello? Anyone there? No, no one's there. Good evening.
Yeah, what's up? excuse me. Yeah, I'd like to tell all the other listeners out there, you know, that I used to listen to another station, and they were, like, bumped off the air because, like, you know, they weren't listening, you know, other people weren't listening to them. And,
what station was that?
Huh?
Do you know what station that was?
No, I can't remember. It was a while ago. It was, like, I don't know, like, last year or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they used to play, like, old stations, like 20s and 30s music.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I loved the old music and that.
Was that around here?
I don't know. I can't remember.
It's okay.
Like, you know, it was pretty hard to get in.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, you know, to tune it in and all. So, but they got pumped off and everything. So I was like, you know, I'm telling her, you know, I just want to tell everybody out there that you know, this is a great station. I listen to the blues, the blues show on Tuesdays.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, I love that, too. So, you know, I just want to encourage everybody to, you know, call in and everything, because, like, you know, I love this station and everything.
Okay, you said it, man. You said it.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, No, Mastic Beach.
Mastic Beach. Hey, you're the furthest out east we've gotten tonight.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm trying to tell my other friends over and off.
Well, I'll tell you, you are going to be affected. I mean, if this thing goes through, you will probably not be able to get us out there. I mean, that's a very realistic statement. Mastic Beach is far enough east.
I'm getting you in pretty clear over here. You know?
Okay, but imagine a station. I mean, you're not far away from Sag Harbor, are you?
Not. Well, I have no idea.
Well, you're not that far away. And if a station at 89.9 at 3,000 watts were to go on the air there, you'd have a significant amount of trouble getting us. And even people not as far east as you would have trouble because there'd be two stations of equal power competing, and you'd get a lot of choppiness, you know, like you get in the car sometimes when you're driving.
Yes.
And, folks, you know, we don't need repetition on the FM dial. We need ingenuity and creativity and unique stations, and I think this is one of them. I've seen a lot of stations in my day, but I think this is one of the most unique.
Right, yeah, this is a great day. I love it. Like, I'm tuned in, you know, every Tuesday. It's like, it's like, if I can remember, if I get the time and all, like, I'll tune it in, like, Saturdays tonight and everything, Like, usually it's like every Tuesdays, boom, right on there.
Yeah.
On my way to roller skating and all,
Well, the Blues Show, it's the focal point for a lot of people's weeks. I know that. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
All right, listen, you get the word out there.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Thanks so much for calling.
All right, thank you.
It's a good note to end on there. And hopefully all you folks out in the east and in the west and wherever you may be will lend your voices, lend your support, because this is the time that we need your voice. That's all we need at the moment is your voice. And you can raise your voice, you can speak your name, speak your address, and call 632-6498 to do that. We'll play the announcement one more time, and then we're out of here. Raz is in with Power Surge and all kinds of other things coming your way throughout the night, throughout the morning, here on WUSB Stony Brook. Remember, we only have a week left. We have less than a week left to get the word out. So it's very important that everybody move as soon as they can. Yeah. Eric Worley here on Brain Damage. See you again next week. And now, back to the amazing, important announcement. See you next week. The volunteer staff of WUSB-FM is asking our listeners to assist us by making comments to federal agencies who will soon be making decisions regarding the establishment...